Over the last number of years, our eating habits have changed a bit, particularly when we go out to eat, and that is the number of fast food restaurants that we see abounding with every corner almost. And then there are, of course, those in which, so the fast food, you go into the restaurants, and some of them you go to up to the counter, you order your meal, they give you a number, you sit down, and then eventually the food is brought to you. And you notice fairly close to all of those tables are the trash bins. Now, what are they expecting you to do? And that is, after your meal, to take all of the wrappings and whatever you have there and put it in the trash bins. Do you all do that? There are a number of people who do not. And basically you're saying, just leaving it there, somebody else will do it. Somebody else will do it. Have you had the experience, and I have, and that is going and you're maybe walking or even in a car and a garbage can is in the street. So you, many times you just leave it there. Again, somebody else will take care of it, will move it away. Or have you maybe noticed that there's somebody is looking for some help, a pitch for volunteers in a parish? I noticed that last weekend here at St. Bernard's in the morning for the breakfast, you know, people would help out. And again, let somebody else handle it. Or you go to a grocery store, and it's kind of interesting, at least I'm kind of aware of it. The shelving, some of the products on the shelving has fallen over, and you know, you're seeing that, and it's so easy for you just to move it, to put it into place. Well, they have a staff here to do it. Somebody else will do it. Somebody else will do it. Somebody else will do it. Did you hear in the letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians? There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, different forms of service, different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. Those are beautiful, powerful words from St. Paul. And again, I think we always have to hear, everyone has some gift to offer. Everyone here has a gift to offer, and yet no one has all the gifts. I mean, you and I know that. And yet, as we come here today, that's comforting to hear that the gifts are there. Now, we have to look at that not in the broadest sense, but in a narrow sense, and that is, well, some people are very compassionate. Some people are very generous. Some people are, again, very intellectually gifted. You know, once we say that, we're off the hook, aren't we? We're just off the hook. Yes, everybody's got something. Isn't that nice? Doesn't have anything to do with me and my gift. So if we narrow that a little bit, you know, there's only one of you. There's only one of you. And you know, each one of you is very different from another. You come from different backgrounds. You come from different education. You work with different people. So each one of you is very, very unique and very different from each other. And so there's going to be a time where you're called to do something because only you can do it, because you are so unique and so very different from everyone else. And so that becomes very important. That is our responsibility. Give you an example. I have a friend who's in Peoria, Illinois. He works in Lincoln as a meteorologist for the National Weather Service. Do you notice there's a shutdown in the government? He's one of those people who is not getting paid. He lost his first check, and because Friday they did not approve a budget, he will lose his second. He has a mortgage. He has three small children. He isn't getting any money. And so with all of his expenses, well, you know, what does he do? The neighbors found out. Ah, so knowing that the children are small, the wife needs to get to work and do more. She, in her job, was only working part-time, but she can put more time in. And so what happens to the children? So they're willing to come over and to help her take care of the children. In terms of food, well, they're doing okay, but their people were willing. We can give you some help there. And financially, he called the credit card company, the bank, can I hold off in paying my loans? One of them said yes, one of them said no. So there are some people who heard about that and is willing to write out a check to really help them. You see, at that particular time, that particular place, those particular people, there was a need. And so they came to try to, again, help at that particular time. I hope that you and I, we never pass the buck in showing how much we love one another. God is waiting. The world is waiting. Do you believe someone else will do it? Someone else will do it?